of Christmas and New Year over, life this weekend has returned after many weeks to something approaching calm. I find I can easily cope with 8 hours sleep a night. I find I enjoy having time to sort my books out, or take the children out, or sit in front of the fire. I feel my body and my mind adjusting to a new pace and a new rhythm. I've hardly used the car in the last week. I haven't been into town or shopping or having business meetings, and I feel the benefits of this pause, this time to take stock of the present instead of endless worryings over the future or the past. Monday, January the 7th. Dennis O'Brien, George Harrison's American business manager, now Python's manager, was back from the States today. According to Terry Gilliam, he has no backers for the film, Time Bandits, but intends to go ahead and do it himself, just to spite them all. Pat Casey, who produced And Now for Something Completely Different, rings to know my availability. She has a movie part, which was written for Dudley Moore. He's now charging $1.5 million a picture and wants to do some serious acting, so Pat is asking me if I'd be interested in the part. Thursday, January the 10th. Rachel's first day at Gospel Oak School. It's a rather glum, hard, cold day, with weather from the east. I don't see Rachel leave as I'm at the Mornington